You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It was founded in San Antonio and became a brand that was a household name. You've probably heard of Clear Channel, remember? In recent years, that company has been gobbling up stations and transforming itself into a radio and music streaming empire, iHeart Media, with more than 850 terrestrial radio stations from coast to coast, often the top stations in top-ranked cities. Now $20 billion in debt, it has filed for bankruptcy. Dawn Kopecky is business editor for the San Antonio Express News. She's been following this story. Dawn, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
This announcement isn't completely unexpected. What's been the lead up to this filing?
Well, we first found bankruptcy hinted at about 2 years ago when the company transferred some stock, and it was an intercompany stock transfer, and its bondholders challenged it, tried to force them into default, and iHeart fought it, and in court, it was buried in 1,700 pages of court documents that said, if they force us to default on these bonds, it might force us into bankruptcy. Ooh. And that was 2 years ago.
Right. So, and in fact, in recent days and weeks, there's been a lot of hubbub on Wall Street about this. But how did this company manage to get itself into debt to the tune of $20 billion in the first place? This is a radio platform.
It all stems from the 2008 leveraged buyout by private equity firms Bain Capital Partners and Thomas Lee Partners in Boston.
Oh, Bain out of Boston, right.
Yeah. The company had significantly less debt. It had $18.8 billion in assets at the time and $5.2 billion in debt at the time, and that flipped completely in that buyout. It was something called an LBO or a leveraged buyout where they used debt to buy the company, and then the shareholders and people who buy the bonds have to pay for it. So when they filed for bankruptcy, they had more than $20 billion in debt and roughly $12 billion in assets. So that number completely flipped.
Now, just for our listeners, a lot of them only listen to public radio and may not have a full sense of just how much iHeart Media had permeated the radio spectrum. I mean, if you're a young person and you listen to hit radio, you are probably in the United States listening to iHeart Media, no?
Probably. At one point, they had 1,200 radio stations. Now they have 850. They're still the largest radio station in the country. A couple of years ago, they hired Bob Pittman. He was one of the original guys at MTV, and he's known as a visionary in the industry. And he started the concert series that you see,
right,
the iHeart concerts and all the top performers performing at them. And so it is in San Antonio alone, they own, I think, at least four or five stations.
Yeah, and you'll find that in most of the major metropolitan cities. And this concert series itself has become a huge annual event, most certainly. Now I'm wondering, with the bankruptcy, what does that do to iHeart operations?
It doesn't appear like it will have that much of an impact on their actual operations, which is a good thing. All the analysts we've spoken to over the last few years say that the company has a great underlying model. Their model is great. It's just that this LBO left them with too much debt. They basically, it's like having credit card payments, that your credit card payments, the interest on the credit cards is more than you're making.
Mm-hmm.
So they have been operating at a loss. They've lost money in 29 out of the last 30 quarters. And that's all because of the interest on their debt. If they hadn't had that $20 billion in debt, they would have been enormously profitable. So this company has a great business model. It likely won't have an immediate impact on the operations, but the people who bought their bonds will lose a lot of money.
But going forward, the company will be stronger, you think?
Probably. It will have to pay more money because now their credit rating is ruined. So it'll have to pay more to issue debt. But they negotiated a deal with their investors because the investors would rather take 20 cents on the dollar than
right,
no cents on the dollar. And so going forward, the company should be leaner and meaner.
Dawn Kopecky is business editor for the San Antonio Express News. Dawn, thanks for your time.
Thank you.